Let's go.
Wait, like think back to last year, we're at this point. How much more have you been able to get accomplished in the, you know, the past 5 months, whereas last year, and just sit and heal and wait?
I definitely got a lot more accomplished than I did last year because I've been lifting, working out, working with trainers, working with Greek in the off-season program, and I feel a whole lot better.
Your coach said you were light years ahead of where you were. How many light years?
How many light years?
Yeah.
I don't know. Quite a few.
DA said something to the effect of, you know, now he knows he's okay. And was that an issue for a while last year because he had the setback with the surgery for the scar tissue? And then, you know, was it in the back of your mind, like, I'm still not completely healthy as you went through your rookie year?
I mean, at first going through OTAs, it might have been. But now I'm great. I'm feeling a whole lot better. I've been lifting, working out. And I actually got a full off season in, so I'm ready. I'm ready for the season to start.
What did you learn from last year?
I learned you just gotta just let stuff go. I mean, you can't go back in the past. You just gotta, all right, if something happened, you just gotta focus on the next play.
Are you bigger than you were last year?
A little bit.
5 pounds, 10 pounds?
Something like that.
Was that your idea, their idea, the coaches and the strength?
I was just getting bigger, just eating good and lifting.
Think that'll be beneficial?
Yeah, it'll definitely be beneficial, me being a little heavier and a lot stronger, because we do got big receivers in this league, and I think it'd be good for you to be somewhat big.
So much your part of your game, and one of the reasons they picked you, though, were your ability to cover, your ability to move, your ability to break on the ball. All that stuff hasn't been compromised in any way. You made sure of that?
Yeah, made sure.
Did you feel like that, like strength-wise, you got pushed around at all last year and you needed to protect against that this year?
Yeah, I definitely want to be stronger so I can take on blocks. Big receivers and being able to tackle big running backs. So that was one of my goals.
Was the San Diego game last year the closest thing that Raider fans have seen to what DJ Hayden can do? The interception at the end of the game, he had 5 or 6 tackles, I think.
Was that the closest that they've seen?
Yeah, the closest the Raider fans have seen.
Yeah, what they've seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's still a lot better out there then.
There is.
Was last year tough for you at all, confidence-wise? Did you ever have some hits in terms of your confidence?
Somewhat, because just really the only thing I would say that just on the surgery thing in the OTAs, because seeing all my teammates out there working and I'm hooked up to IVs, it might mess up anyone's head a little bit, but I'm way over that now, and I'm just ready for this. Next season to start.
Had Charles Woodson to bounce things off last year, if you chose to do so, and then a couple other veteran corners that are gone. Now you have 2 new veteran corners that come in, Terrell Brown and Carlos Rogers. What have you been able to pick up from them so far as you've been going through the training and stuff?
Basically some of the knowledge that they gave me, just stay focused. You know what to do. Just apply your rules to the game. And then just let your natural football instincts just take over.
About the mental side, where are you now as opposed to last year?
Light years away.
How many?
A few.
Is that almost more important sometimes, DJ, to be better mentally than physically? Because then that kind of follows suit?
Yeah, it really is, because 'cause if you know what to do, your natural reactions, and you're just gonna do it. Like you're already athletic enough to do it. You just have to do it. So, most definitely.
Do you have any goals kind of set out? Do you have a pick number, a number of starts you want to, anything like that?
No, I haven't sat down on my thinking chair and thought about the exact goals, but I might have a couple in the back of my head.
A lot of new faces in the locker room this year. a lot of new moving parts. Was there somebody in particular you wanted to meet when you showed up here, and did you have a conversation with somebody in particular?
Probably Tuck. When I heard we got Justin Tuck, I was like, he's a big dog. So I've talked to Tuck. We talked about just not even football stuff, just basically just life stuff, how he likes to go fishing. And we was talking about trying to somewhat plan a fishing trip or whatever. So Justin Tuck was one of the people I was excited
to
meet. Because he was a high-caliber player coming out, and I mean, playing in the NFL. And I remember watching him when I was younger, like in high school and in college and junior college. And he was dominating, especially in the Super Bowl when they won. And he's probably one of the players I want to meet.
Do you think guys like Tucker would look and help younger guys learn how to win?
Yeah, definitely, because they've been a part of winning teams, and they know what it takes to get there. And just whatever they have might rub off on us. Whatever we have might rub off on them, and we can just get this thing going this year.
When you're coming in as a first-round picker, obviously a lot of expectations on you. Do you feel like you have something to prove this year? Sure.
I mean, I feel like not only me, not only do I have something to prove, I feel like we all have something to prove. Because with our season last year, and we definitely got to do way much better than that. We're way better than that. And I just can't wait to get this season going.
Coming into these OTAs, I mean, it's a completely different experience for you, being that you weren't even going to be able to get on the field. I mean, you did get on the field for a couple of OTAs, but then you were out of commission. So, I mean, I can't even imagine what this must feel like. Can you express how this?
I mean, it feels great. I made it through the first OTA. I've never made it through one OTA, so I'm pretty excited that I made it through one.
Is it gratifying that as you went through last year, Coach DA and Tarver both, you know, had you were the first draft picks, there was a lot on you, but they had your back through the whole thing, that they're like, look, you're going to be fine, at least publicly, that's what they were saying. I assume they were saying the same thing to you, you know, in private as well. The fact that they had your back through that whole thing, which must have been a pretty difficult year.
Yeah, they definitely had my back and gave me encouraging words. Like I said earlier, just if anyone was went through that experience, they would kind of have a little down to themselves. But towards the season kept going, I started getting more confident about it, and I really just had to I just had to play my cards right. I couldn't control the cards that was dealt to me. I just had to play them right. So
when the groin injury happened, and then you eventually were put on IR, was that kind of when you first went on IR, was that kind of the bottoming out point that I'm not going to play again this year?
I mean, okay, it definitely sucked, but that was the cards I was dealt, so I just had to play them right.
Do you have any particular goals set for yourself this year?
I'm still working on them.
Did Tarver do pep talks last year? Did Tarver try to keep you up last year? Did he do that at all, or what's his role with your development?
He would always give me like little tips of what to do, like, okay, if we got a safety middle field, make sure you're outside, or just small stuff like, let's have a great day today, let's get it, let's ball. Just, JT's funny though, I like JT.
Last one, guys.
Everyone talks about, you know, the veterans that, you know, have had winning experiences rubbing off in the locker room. Anything that you can say you've learned on how to win? I know it's been super early that you've been around these guys, but anything you've seen from them that you can actually apply here early on?
First and foremost, just do your job and do it with confidence and believe in your ability. I think that's a big part of it.